Module 8. Pastimes. Unit 8A. Reading and Vocabulary. Exercise 1, page 122.
Out of the ordinary.
A.
Brian Potter has been sandboarding for the past 7 years. He loves it because he can do it pretty much anywhere. If there is sand, he can sandboard. He says,
I'm a real speed freak, and I find nothing more exciting than to take out my board and whiz down the sand dunes.
The general idea of sandboarding is the same as snowboarding. People simply strap a board to their feet and slide down a hill. Brian says,
This summer, I'm going to enter a sandboarding competition. There will be around 500 entrants from all over the world. If I finish in the top 50, I will be pretty proud.
B.
Carla Murphy is known in certain circles as a Zorbonaut. This is because she spends some of her free time inside a large inflatable plastic ball called a Zorb.
Zorbing is so much fun, I just can't get enough, she says.
Zorbing involves rolling down a steep hill strapped inside the ball, along with up to 2 other people. The ball can reach speeds of up to 50 or 60 kilometers per hour if the hill is steep enough.
It's fantastic. You bounce around as if you're weightless, but it's safe too. Even if you hit a rock, you will not get hurt because you're totally protected from bumps and knocks by the Zorb. Anyone from 6 to 60 can do it,
Carla explains. This bizarre activity originated in New Zealand, and now there are centres all around the world. Carla thinks it's great.
When we start rolling, we just start laughing and we can't stop.
C.
Paul Lynch has been practicing ice climbing for several years, and he can't get enough.
My parents took me skiing in the Alps when I was a child, and ever since I've been addicted to the mountains. But if I hadn't moved to Canada a few years ago, I never would have fallen in love with ice climbing.
Now he spends most of his free time climbing ice in the Canadian Rockies. He has even climbed frozen waterfalls.
If I had a lot of money, I would never do anything else, he says.
Basically, ice climbing involves swinging an axe into the ice above your head and pulling yourself up on it.
You need a good quality helmet, ropes, and special boots for ice climbing. It can be dangerous if you don't have the right equipment. And of course, it's very physical, so you really have to be in good shape to stay safe,
says Paul.
D.
Harriet Bolton didn't really like sport at all until she discovered something both new and unusual.
I was listening to the radio one day when I heard something that I thought must have been a joke. The DJ was talking about underwater hockey. If this was actually a real sport, I would have to find out more about it, I thought. To my surprise, there was a local team in my area, and before I knew it, I was part of it.
Underwater hockey was invented by a British diving club in 1954 and was originally called Octopush. Players wear masks, flippers and snorkels during the game.
The rules are really simple. You just have to slide the puck into the opposing team's goal,
Harriet explains. But unlike water polo, where the action takes place above the water, underwater hockey is played at the bottom of the pool. For this reason, underwater hockey is not much of a spectator sport.
If you want to watch an exciting game, You will have to choose something else. People watching from outside the pool can only see lots of splashing and flippers,
says Harriet.